Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it right.
Well, are you staying in all day today?
Yeah, I will be.
Because I've got to go down to Hawley. I've got to go to the bank.
Alright.
You'll be alright there on your own?
Yeah.
You'll have Emma to look after you, won't you?
Yep.
No, I'm not going.
Yeah, I've got a lot of English prep today.
Have you?
A lot of grammar work.
Okay. Yes, okay. Well, I'm going to... I've got a lot of work to do before I can go.
Yeah, I know.
I shan't be going until about lunchtime. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to you, to your prep then. How's the old prep going, is it?
I finished it.
Oh, you finished it? Oh, good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you get on well with what you're doing for your scenery. All right.
Okay.
See you later.
Oh, dear.
I thought I'd put horseradish on the plastic 1 week.
Yes, but only just getting a spoon or two.
Which Alex is going to get, or has got. Very good and grand job there.
Oh, you've made a mistake here, John.
What's that?
You cooked the carrot.
Not too much, I hope.
Silver service, huh?
That's why nobody else has got a spoon.
A lot, can't find anything else.
Yeah, if I'm not using the grill, I'll take it out.
I'll forget about trying to get our grill out because I don't think it would move anymore.
Does somebody pass me the new potatoes, please? Sock it for the Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'll move this one.
A very roasty or a medium
roasty? Well, I don't mind, as they come. Thank you.
I don't know one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
used to find another
horseradish
thing, didn't you? A paper top.
Oh, is that horseradish? Oh, yes. Yes, that's in there, John.
Yeah, they're all virtually empty. I mean,
that's...
I'll have some
thank you.
Mustard.
No, I've got mustard, thank you, John.
I'll have mustard, please.
You can have those,
right? And I just never think
of it. Oh, we've got more horseradish than we've got
then. Oh, well, I'll have a bit of horseradish. We're not finished the mustard up. Remember, that's quite a nice one, isn't it?
I'll let Daddy use it.
Lots of gravy.
John's going to use it first.
Are you gravying before it's...
How many more have we got?
Months.
Gosh, this beef is tender.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, John.
Whoever did the carrots did them just right.
What joint of beef was it?
only problem is it's only worth buying if you're buying a reasonable size piece.
Mm.
You can't really buy a small piece.
Is this the same as a wing rib? Or is that something different?
Well, I call it full rib.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little rib, something like that. It's not a big rib.
Do you have it sort of boned?
No.
Not a full rib.
Pit. This was two ribs.
Just a lump of meat cut out.
Let's put four ribs, a smaller. The other rib would be for me to get a piece that's worth cooking, because to carve it and everything else you need at least three ribs, and the ribs are sort of usually it's about that sort of size. So
mm.
you're talking about a piece of meat that's
mm-hmm.
about 17-18 pounds.
Who did the gravy?
Mm.
There's so much pepper in the gravy.
Daddy.
Lovely.
What's happened to you there, bud?
Well, this is really a compliment to the chef, isn't it? Or chef is, chef. You still like me, I see, Alexander.
This has been come out very well, hasn't it? Very nice.
Mm.
Yeah, very nice.
Delicious.
It's not maybe as rare as you normally have it, but it's really tastes nice. See, the disasters and all, it's come out reasonably well at the end of the day.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it?
And did it have a disaster?
Yes, sir.
The gravy was.
Was it? Oh, lovely.
Yes, sir.
Well, you created, I think, rather nice out of your disaster then.
The cornflour packet didn't have much left in it.
The gravy's a disaster. Got too much pepper in it.
You didn't think it was hot enough?
Well, I never put salt and pepper in my gravy, so.
If you use cornflour.
I use cornflour and two oxos.
Yeah.
No, that's what I normally use.
Yeah.
If I'm then doing beef, if I'm doing beef gravy, I put a beef stock cube and either one or two oxos, dependent on. And cornflour. And then add all the juices from the meat. But I don't add anything
to do
else.
With the gravy we're having today.
No.
Because it's totally different.
I don't put salt and pepper in my gravy, I never have done.
No. So I like that one's gravy.
But I always add all the juices from the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Add the meat in and.
How do you do this gravy then, Dad?
With difficulty. No, we put some bovril, we put some octos, and we put some garlic and pepper and some corn flour, and then your mother had to lob in something else. Because we've gone out for corn flour and it was all not thick enough.
Lob it in.
You
use of the English language in front of the microphone is explicit.
What are you talking about?
Luckily I don't talk.
microphone
over there. No, but a microphone over there, actually, there. And it's turned on.
Oh, no.
Nobody will know who's
speaking.
No,
not really. But they will now.
They
will now, because I just told them that
you're there.
You
only said that, they don't
know
who your dad is.
They do.
No.
They don't know whose household this is.
They don't.
They know this is the household.
They don't.
They will now.
They don't. It's under my name.
No,
it's under my name.
No, but they do know the household.
No, they only the girl who... game.
Can I have some more Yorkshire puddings, please, Daddy?
Yes, you can.
Half of one myself, I suppose.
Very nice Yorkshire, John.
Right, Alex mixed the mix. I put them in the oven, and Sue told me, get them out before burning. So it's sort of a three-way
oh, I see.
Thing, really. You actually need a bigger kitchen than we've got for Chinese.
Because you need to set everything out. And like I did when I did it, I just shoved a little bit of this in, put it back. While I was putting it back, I saw another thing. Put a bit of that in. Put a bit of everything in, apart from the vegetables, which I knew what to put in.
I don't think you'd like me doing that, Alec.
Yeah.
You complain as this about the number of dishes I use.
Mm.
Just
I
imagine if I did Chinese.
I don't use that many dishes when I do Chinese. I don't measure anything else. I just put little drops on
the
top.
We have the same argument in this household.
You have what?
Same argument in this household.
Well, I can use one bowl, I don't.
You use five bowls if one will do.
When it's like pancake mix, or omelets, I tend to use two bowls, and even though I only really need to use one.
Mm. Well, that's silly. Why did you do that?
Yeah,
we've got
a whole
tin.
Oh, yeah.
Just
more
like white
one.
Tin or Time you have to go back to school, Alec, now, isn't it?
7.
8.
There's 6 that have you on the list.
8. Where are you going?
Do you mind sitting down until you've finished, old chap?
You're gonna have
to wash a
saucepan.
Oh, yeah.
You won't like that, Alexander.
Well, it was very difficult. You've got one we've done carrots in. Just have a quick slosh. Well, I hardly even need to slosh around here. Carrots are yellow, custard's yellow.
A bit of carrot flavour in it.
We ought to be
coming to see then.
They go to the senior school.
He doesn't know where it is.
They don't go at with the senior schools.
Yeah. No, just one.
Was this your sorry thing on Saturday?
Hey, just match.
No, they sort of actively encourage you to go to so many things. Main schools have their sports day, though. They had it after a speech day.
Do they have a speech day?
Yes, they have speech day on the Saturday morning. So the ball is on.
How was the ball?
Right,
how
fine.
Are you? I forgot about that. Did you have good night?
Boring, wasn't it?
Was it boring?
What was boring?
Well, it was just, I mean, you know, they're serving 500 people all in one go, and it's just
boring. I still can't believe
it wasn't a boring night, though.
They get £15,000 and they don't make anything for me. Absolutely
intelligent. I've no idea at all. But I'm sure if they were the organiser, involved in some of the organising.
I didn't find it boring.
Why did
you have
to
edit it?
That might do much good to Alexander, because I always finish 30 to IFL 2 days
I spent the night at Rob's house, my friend and Richard Borders, and we smoked about 10 boring and one
They
just mucked about until 4 in the morning, by which time we were all fast asleep in our little bed.
No, you weren't. You came home at 4 in the morning.
Did not! I was home here, in bed, and asleep at 3:30.
Yes.
Okay,
and I can vouch for that.
We didn't get to sleep until about
3 then. That was a night I couldn't sleep, wasn't it?
We got to sleep just that long, about an hour after you went. After you got to...
I know what time you went to sleep, because Rob's dad came in, or his mum, hammered on the door and said, "Cut it out, lads, go to sleep."
I didn't hear that.
Well,
were you staying
there
the
night?
Yes.
He was staying.
Oh, that must have been when I smacked my nose on my water.
What, he stayed here?
No, he stayed at Bob's. He lives about a quarter of a mile away from the school.
Not that.
He asked his dad if he could board on one
occasion.
What's
his name?
Rob. Good guy, isn't he, Alex?
Yeah.
That was delicious.
Very nice.
He's a what is he? Second row prop, Alexander?
No, he's not. He's a
Oh, he's a hooker.
Alex thinks there's a whole lot more boys joining the school.
Joining the school?
Yeah.
I wonder where there was.
What, you think they'd be enough of their own going now? Ashamed to leave that one, doesn't it?
From the top to the bottom. Goes along for 12 months.
Oh,
and the
right.
Days go down, I think, from the top to the bottom.
So
I was waiting for something to pass the cream
yes,
power out of the fridge.
I can't, is that why she wants it?
Oh no, I'm not sure.
Yes, it's 12 months.
Yes, 12 months. Yes. That's right,
yeah.
I can't
yeah.
really see it.
You have to dip it in hot water or something.
I don't know, it's a cream caramel, is that what
it is? Is it caramel or proper caramel?
Is that supposed to ask those sort of questions, Dad?
No, it's only because we met something on holiday when we went to Switzerland. Some man who's he made it all, sort of proper.
Not the trouble though.
Instead of tipping it over, which will probably not, why don't you
put that on the top and bring the two over together?
Well,
there.
Now you've got a problem.
With a spoon. Not hard enough to break the dish underneath it.
Yes, I do think you need to. Why don't you just try dishing it up out of the thing?
Because I like being difficult.
You're never going to get that out.
All you've got to do is get rid of the air.
Clever trousers.
Very good. Cream caramel and custard.
Ready for a few years too. you make lumpy custard, you can eat it.
Okay.
Vegetables, have you? I mean, they're already done for you. Just reheat those and you're off and away. I like to have a lot of vegetables left over. Let me have them fried the next day.
I'll have a piece of mince meat to start with.
wanted.
Your mother said, who wants what? Alexander said, I'm afraid I got served first.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, yes.
She was trying to get rid of this, that's why.
What do you want?
It was my fault.
Young people have got to stand up for their rights, Alexander.
It's my favourite.
Can get the cream. I don't know, according to the paper this morning,
wait,
young people have got to have a
elders and bitters and all that.
That's true. Young people have got to
what?
Have a say. We've got to listen.
Yeah, nobody listens to
it. Well, when haven't we?
Oh, since when does nobody listen to you?
They're schooler, though, anyway.
Well, since when did they ever?
Yeah.
I'll have pizza.
What do you mean? Custard,
nobody wants custard. Even you're not having custard.
I know, but you should not eat custard, Marie.
Why not?
She
makes
the meringue, Darwin. I'm not being custard
with this. What do you make the custard for?
With this.
Daddy asked
for that. I asked, does anybody want custard?
No, I'll have some of that, please.
I have some of that.
I'll have some of that too, please.
I'll have some of Nan's brick pudding after this. Because I love brick pudding.
Take that back to school.
We're not all just doing it to be awkward, dear. To eat the thing that you said that nobody wants.
I think they are, actually. They're just trying to prove to you.
What are you going to have, Ned?
I'm going to have some cream, please.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll take it to school.
No, what are you going to do for that?
Oh. You've got treacle bite. You don't have a lot of that, though, have you?
Some bread pudding as well.
Who wants the custard? John? Thank you. Have the top. No.
Didn't you want custard, Brenda?
Yes, I'm having custard. I'm not really giving him that chance at the top.
Ah, the skin's gone. Shame.
No, that's what I mean. John, nothing.
Now, I've come to the conclusion that we're deprived these days. Mm. We don't have any sweets much.
Well, you're always making sweets.
No. When people come, but otherwise, we're deprived.
Have a banana or a tin of fruit or something.
Chocolate banana.
Well,
a Danish apple bar that I did last night.
Where?
A Danish apple bar.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Who said this was burnt?
Very nice.
I used to, it's a little crispy, but...
Very nice.
Mm, it is very nice.
I think the meringue's bumping me.
You make jelly? I haven't had a jelly for ages, and I got one from Sainsbury's, a lemon jelly, and I actually did it in a plastic basin, and it has stained it so badly, and I think, oh, what did I put in this down there? And it really wasn't that good, was it?
The basin was good.
Both. Mm. And I thought, I don't know, the things we eat, with that much colouring in it,
it's probably one with about 10
No, John.
I should have done that with
a jelly bowl, isn't it?
No, not a proper jelly bowl.
Not a proper jelly bowl, like my jelly bowl. Like the large bowl. Mm-hmm. I wrote for a long time. I remember I loved oranges.
That's another thing you can't get now. very much is chocolate lemon.
We've got some.
We're kind of saying.
Yes, we have.
Come to.
Not chocolate ones.
Yes, we have. We've got some chocolate ones.
Have we?
Yes. How do you make your slug then?
That's chocolate and you melt the chocolate and an orange jelly and egg and I can't remember what else goes into it.
Can you give Mum the recipe or me the recipe?
Sure can.
I need a mould then.
What?
You don't have to make it.
What's wrong with
the mould?
You
don't
have
to put
it in the mould. Just in a bucket.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this mould? Boy.
Well, it wouldn't be a chocolate slug then, would it?
Maybe one.
On the top
bit of the
leaving to.
Yeah.